I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're going to spend some time today talking about the rally in Gina, Louisiana. We're going to hear from one of the thousands of people heading to Gina today to march there in support of six black teens who are being prosecuted for beating up a white student, the so-called Gina Six. Of course, this all started last summer when some black students asked if they could share space under a tree that was known as a whites-only hangout. The next day, three nooses were found hanging from that tree, and that set off a series of racially charged confrontations in the town. Protesters say African-American students have been treated far more harshly for their conduct than any white students have been for their role in the events. We're also going to hear from a local pastor who's joined us before to help us understand how the faith community is responding to all of this. Eddie Thompson is the pastor at the Sanctuary Family Worship Center. He's joining us from his church. Welcome back, Pastor Thompson.
Thank you very much.
And we're also joined by Lindsay Dial. Right now, she is in a caravan of buses on their way to the Gina Courthouse. About 9 hours ago, she got on a bus in her hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. Lindsay, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Lindsay, why don't we start with you, since you're kind of difficult circumstances there. What made you want to make this trip to Gina?
I just thought it was a necessity, especially I'm 30 years old. So especially for our generation, I think we just really need to get involved and not just sit down and say that we're outraged and we're upset and do nothing.
And have you ever done anything like this before? Have you ever gotten on a bus, been part of a big demonstration, anything like that?
Not of this magnitude. I've done stuff in which it was an injustice to different people. I know it was something in, I want to say, Columbia, Georgia, in which a man was shot by a police officer, execution style, at a rally there, but it wasn't of this magnitude. I mean, I'm looking around, and it's just thousands and thousands of people were waiting in line right now, and everything is just bumper to bumper.
And what's the mood right now with the other folks on the bus?
Anxious, excited, peaceful. Everyone pretty much wants a peaceful movement. They want to come make a statement. We, you know, don't want any trouble. But at the same time, we want everyone to know that we're not going to take this anymore. It's just an outrage, and we're not accepting it. And all generations, I think, are finally trying to get on the same page.
Okay, Lindsay, stay with us if you can, as long as you can, if you would. I'm going to turn to Pastor Thompson now. Pastor, what's the mood like in your hometown?
There's a lot of people afraid here in Gina. They're pretty much locked in for today's coming storm, is how they see it. You know, this time it isn't a hurricane from the Gulf of Mexico or a tornado from the west, but it's a whirlwind of judgment from the four corners of America. We're realized they have these buses heading towards us, and they're kind of afraid of the unknown. They don't know what to expect.
I was going to ask you that. What are people afraid of? Are they afraid that there's going to be some inappropriate behavior? Are they afraid of violence? What are they afraid of?
Well, they hear so many rumors here of how the KKK may show up, and maybe some of the Black Panthers or some of the groups that come may not be as peaceful. They're really not used to the glare of a national spotlight in a small little town, and many of them are even unfamiliar with news and the media that they see with all the satellites here, and they realize so many thousands and thousands of people are coming, and we're such a small town, just the logistics of that is a scary predicament for those that are coming and for those that live here.
Where are all these folks going to stay? Or I guess a lot of people aren't going to stay. They're going to come and then get right back on the bus. But there are a lot of media people who are already there in place. Where is everybody staying?
Well, pretty much in towns that are about 30 minutes to an hour from Gina in all directions. I mean, Central Louisiana has pretty much been flooded. There's no hotel rooms in Central Louisiana. They're all taken by those who have come here and on these bus caravans.
And Pastor, you made a comment earlier about the sort of the storm of judgment that people in Gina, and by that I assume you mean mainly the white community in Gina, feels is swirling around them. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we feel like we've been portrayed as something that we're not. We understand that there have been some issues here. We do have racial tension, but I guarantee you that those buses that are winding their way through America destined for Gina are going to pass through cities and boroughs and slums with far worse racial problems than what we face here in Gina. We realize we have problems, but we're not the city that people are. See, if I was sitting in my living room and I saw what I'm seeing on the media today, I may get on a bus and join that rally, but that Gina Louisiana that you're hearing on the TV or on the radio is not the Gina Louisiana I live in.
Lindsay, what do you think about that?
I can understand what he's saying, but when you hear the facts of the case and you hear that nothing pretty much was done until certain people got on board, it just makes you wonder, okay, if this is a town that really is what he's saying, then how do you just allow certain injustices to go on and nothing is done?
Pastor Thompson, what do you say about that?
The perception that nothing has been done or that we've allowed certain things to happen, even really, to be honest with you, what's considered and generally accepted as the facts of the case are really in dispute. And the people of Gina would tell you that there's a whole different story than the one that the people in America are hearing and
like what
they're responding to.
Like what?
Just all the different images of people, for instance, saying that there was an all-white tree. There's never been an all-white tree at Gina High School. I was born, I was raised here, I went to school here. There was not, even back in the 70s and 80s, there was never an all-white tree. Certainly there are places.
But then why did the young man feel he needed to ask the principal if he could sit there?
Well, you know, I don't want to try to portray what was in this young man's heart. I've heard different characterizations. I'll tell you what some people in the white community suggest. Well, I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but they believe that it was, he was pretty much just making a joke, and that there are also has been an FBI report that's open to the media to examine that states that there's pictures with black and white students sitting under that tree.
And finally, Pastor, I do take your point, and I don't mean to be argumentative, but I do want to ask about the fact that this one student, Robert Bailey, was at a party. He was, you know, hit over the head with a beer bottle. Nobody's been prosecuted for that. The fact that this other young white man pointed a shotgun at these black students, he was not prosecuted for that. And then when these black students took the gun away from him and took the bullets out, they were prosecuted for stealing his property, and he was never held accountable for pointing a loaded shotgun at them. And when people hear that, they say, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, how is this equal?
Yeah, I totally understand. And even those facts, see, are not even true. Those, the boys, that the young men who were not students, by the way, but just older people in our community, they were fined. I mean, they did get some consider a slap on the wrist, including me, for what they did. But this was a different situation. This was not these weren't students. A lot of people say, well, there's an equal justice, that white students who did the same thing as the Gina Six are accused of doing received different treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never had anything like this ever happen in Gina at our high school. So there's no comparison. There's nothing to compare it to.
Lindsay, these kids did beat up this student. I mean, they beat him up badly enough that he required medical treatment. And some people say that they feel that other people are minimizing that. What do you say to that?
I can understand where they're coming from, because violence, regardless of what race you are, should be unacceptable. But when you see the media portray it, depending on who is actually giving the message, they're not telling you what led up to it. So yes, you know, in one instance they could look like violent teens, but in another instance they could look like, you know, someone who's just fed up and tired of the injustice. And you can understand where they're coming from. I'm not saying what they did was right, but if the punishment fits the crime for them, it should fit the crime for whoever else committed certain acts prior to.
Okay, Lindsay, finally, just a final word from you. What would you like to happen as a result of your taking this journey, you and all the other people who are with you taking this journey to Gina today? What would you like to happen?
I would like for this one to be a peaceful rally, for a statement to be made that, you know, black people can unite together with no issues. First step. The second step, I would like for an action plan to be executed after this to try to bring different races together so we don't have these issues later on. Because at the end of the day, it should just be love amongst every race. I mean, yes, we are uniting, but I don't think it is a message stating that, you know, we don't like white people or we don't love white people. We're trying to as a whole, and if anyone's listened to other radio stations that are sending this message out for people to come, They're stating this is going to be a peaceful rally. So we want peace, and but we want equality for all races. And
okay,
we need to start being more community-oriented and getting involved in the community so that after we do this march, we're not just walking and we can just say that we did the march and it's done and over with. It needs to keep going on and on and on.
Okay.
We need to be passing the torch from generation to generation.
Okay, thanks, Lindsay. And Pastor Thompson, I know that you're not welcoming this whole experience, but is there anything you would like to see come of it now that it's here?
Yes, we would definitely like to be able to use this as a platform. I agree 100% with Lindsay that we need to come together. There have been problems. I've traditionally, you know, tried to reach out as a minister in my community. I want to see us use this as a stepping stone to be able to be a better city. We love, as much as the people in America believe they love those boys, those Gina Six and the victims and so forth of this situation, nobody loves them boys more than we do in our own town. And we care about them, and we understand the mothers and the parents, and we understand, I guess, mothers and parents all around the country can understand. And I believe if we could use this kind of love, this golden rule of doing unto others as you would have done to you, if we could build upon that, I think we could make a difference here in Gina, maybe be known for something else other than America's poster child for racism.
Eddie Thompson is pastor at Sanctuary Family Worship Center in Gina, Louisiana. He was kind enough to join us from the church. We're also joined by Lindsay Dial, who's headed to Gina with a group of travelers from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.